gonna put that and people won't even notice that I don't have a real caption.
Kara just opened up her app.
Put a caption at the dot?
No, it's like write a caption dot dot dot.
Oh.
I'll put that people won't even notice that don't.
No, okay. I want you to put, I don't ever put captions.
Okay, Nick is extremely concerned with posting an Instagram photo.
I'm trying to be famous.
Like, I already started this, so someone say something to start it off.
All right, guys, well, hit me up on Instagram at Carmen Elaine. You can check out our daily vlogs I tour around
the Eiffel Tower in Italy.
What were the things that you weren't expecting in Italy that are different from America?
Everything.
Well, at first, I was kind of like the whole language thing. Then by the end, I'm just like, everybody speaks English, so you got to watch out what the hell you're saying.
Yeah, that's so nice. It's the sort of thing where, because you hear other people speaking a different language, you don't think that they can understand you, so you say really obnoxious things out loud.
And make motions with your hands.
Oh my gosh, Dad was so bad about
238 days until Jack and I get married.
No,
okay. Seriously, Kara.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, sounds about right.
Yeah, Dad, remember last night when our waiter spoke perfect English and Dad goes,
Marriage. And then at another point, he made a joke, and I was like, I think he's joking, but should I explain it? Because he just kind of stood there.
Yeah, same. I was like, oh, my God.
I feel so bad. But they're so nice. They're so, like, in France,
bro. Yeah, because we're dumbasses.
They're so rude.
Yeah,
but it makes sense.
Remember when you thought the Italians would judge us based on what we wore?
Low-key, they probably would.
Well, I could actually tell which people on the street were American.
Same.
Because they would wear
leggings. True. I feel like we relatively did a good job. Yeah, that's it.
No, but you see all the Italian people, they don't wear leggings. They wear shiny, black, tight
leggings.
I only saw that twice.
I saw that.
They wear the same boots. They all wear those certain boots.
Yeah, I saw that literally 5 times a day, those pants.
I feel like they dress so much nicer.
Tangentially related, did you notice that all of the showers have alarms on them?
Yeah, what is that?
It's probably, maybe is it just the hotels
I pulled the one in the Baglioni Luna because it doesn't say alarm on it.
And
I was like, what is it? I thought it was the shade for the
what happened?
Nothing.
Well, good thing he wasn't in abortion.
So it was like click.
Yeah.
That didn't pull up the shade.
Idiot! It's like a window that just
literally
opens. There's no
in the
shade.
Shower. Oh, why didn't the shade open?
Is this for the TV? I can't believe we had a TV in our mirror. Was that in Florence?
Yeah.
What was your guys' favorite place?
Venice.
Yeah, Venice was gorgeous. Yeah.
I think in terms of overall, just place.
I also liked Venice.
But
too.
I loved the.
I mean Florence.
The things we saw in Rome the best.
Yeah.
But it reminded me of like very Americanish. Besides those things that we saw.
Yeah, the city itself and what's his name. Francesco was telling us that, you know, like, it's kind of boring in the city other than the tourist things to do. Mm. But the Colosseum, all the ruins, that's just insane for me. Like, all of it was so pretty. And it's astonishing that, like, there are people that are just walking by and, like, that's their normal day. And they're like, ugh, another Roman building. You know, and for us.
It'd be so cool, though.
Yeah, we have nothing like that.
And we stopped by that one thing, and there were literally houses built, like, right next to, like, all the... A bunch of like just ruins, like probably super significant, but like
casual garden
that are just like built stuff off.
Yeah, or that they were literally digging stuff up and we were watching. Mm-hmm.
You're just walking down the street, you know, going to get some gelato, and all of a sudden you're just like, oh, store, 2,000-year-old thing, store.
3,000-year-old wine cellar in every restaurant, no big deal.
Yeah, literally in every restaurant that you would not even be able to tell, like, what?
Yeah, it was so funny. They're all so proud of their, like, wine cellar.
And I think they're like, oh, they seem, Carmen, can you move the phone? Yeah, sorry,
Oh, Camille's here now.
Oh, hi.
Are you chasing your wine with water?
Yeah.
What kind of bullshit are you on?
When Camille at dinner chugs her wine and then...
Mom and Dad notice.
Your mom goes, did you just drink
all
that
did.
Wine?
No, listen, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
No.
I knew exactly what
happened. Same, I tried to cover for her.
And Dad goes, "Did you chug your wine?" And she goes,
"No, I was like, I was like, no." And he was like, "Where is it?" And then I just pointed to Carmen's cup. I think I put.
No, I was the one. I was like, "She poured it into Carmen's."
Yeah.
No, I pointed to Carmen's cup. I didn't. I was not even aware any of that.
That was good because you probably would have been like, "No, you didn't."
No, Camille. No, I would have. I would have covered for you. Camille, I was like, "She poured it into."
I pointed to it, and then you explained it.
No, no. Yeah, because I was like, "Well, you looked at your glass."
Plus, Carmen had a lot. She did.
But then after. They, like, got over it. Camille
was like, shit, Camille.
Camille. And she goes, I really did drink all of it. I was like, yeah, I know. I was trying to cover for you.
No, it's funny. Gosh. Like, mom and dad, like, if I say something, they, like, I feel like they actually know.
Wait, and where did, just, like, okay, so it. Where did it come from where suddenly dad was really like, did you, are you guys swearing? Don't swear on all this swearing
when?
Stuff.
I didn't hear him say any of that.
Your mom.
No, it was dad.
No, it was dad.
We were
dad.
Literally saying, like, a vine when? Or something.
No, we were saying, no photo.
Oh, yeah, and dad was like, guys, you're swearing. It was, oh, it was at the restaurant today for lunch. Because yeah. There were kids at the next table, and then he pointed, and they were like, he's like, it's a different audience, so just make sure you're not swearing.
No, but I literally called Nick an asshole for making me eat a piece of gum that was off the ground. I was like, you asshole. And dad was like, who just swore? And he yelled at me for like 10 minutes. And
he
I was
yelled
like,
at me.
No, but I was like, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. So we should have been like, oh, it wasn't me, blah, blah, blah. But instead you were like, I'm not taking the fall. And Camille was like, yeah, it was Carmen. Like, guys, come on.
I was like, it wasn't me. He literally thought it was me. Oh, this is
no, but he was reacting, like, really intensely, right?
Yeah, he was, but like, he thought it was like, me. I was like, this is swear words not I said. Me, so I'm not getting blamed for
plus,
this.
Plus, there were just tourists around us.
Yeah.
The so first and only person that like my pitcher's name is Dingfat.
No, you're lying.
That makes me feel real good about myself.
Dingfat.
That makes you feel any better. In the past, like, 3 days, 4 people... with like porno accounts of like DM'd me.
Oh my god. Someone that, going. I was someone like, requested heck? To follow me literally like 5 minutes ago and I looked and I was like, oh. And like lately I haven't been accepting like people
pictures
I don't know.
Boobs and, like,
no, I literally go to it and in the thing it's like in those like up and down like capital lowercase. It's like if you want to see me
boob
naked.
Like the SpongeBob like, writing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. The chicken thing, yeah.
And Camille's like,
the chicken thing?
I'm kidding.
Her face.
No, one time what? I thought it was someone added me on Snapchat, right? And I thought it was this girl that I met at volleyball camp, right? So I was like, oh my god, I totally think
oh,
I recognize
no.
his name. Add them back, it's literally a fucking porn person.
A they,
like,
porn person.
I blocked them. They Snapchat it, no, I don't even remember. It was like a picture of like them like pushing up their boobs and they were like, blah, 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 like, yeah, like, text me individually, blah, 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 price, like, it literally was like, and I went and I bought him, like, 3 years ago, I literally freaked out.
Wait, something that reminds Camille freaking out, okay, Jack, do you know what Putlocker is?
What?
Putlocker.
Put?
Putlocker.
Is that like a thing where you buy something and you go?
It's a website that has.
Oh, nope.
It's an illegal
now.
Website that has news that has movies.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
Danya
yeah.
showed me that
so
website.
Illegal.
Danya did.
Literally any full movies online
I found
are
that,
probably
like, my
illegal.
Freshman year.
Anyway,
like
yeah. So
Pardon
I
use
and
it
I have
to watch
sort of
shows.
Sparingly been
shows.
Using that. Dad gets really mad when we use it just because it's
no. One time Nick was talking about it and Dad got super confused. Like, are you using it?
I'm pretty sure it caused my HP for the computer for emergency to get like. Virus because it
yeah.
like, did not work.
They do. There's so many viruses that pop up.
They pop
so
up, but I got super good at it. I was
so
easily like, out of the virus, exited. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, so what Camille opens it on her iPad, and then suddenly I'm just like working out downstairs. I'm like, she rushes down
with
her iPad. She's like, Carmen, I need your help. And I was like, what? She's like, I was doing a thing illegal, and it popped up. And I, in my head, I'm like, was she like,
I was literally
born on it
out.
Or something? Like, I'm like, this isn't good. She's like, and I think it's stuck and it's frozen, and I can't tell Dad because I was watching Putlocker. And I was like, oh my god. And she was really, really freaking out. Like, her iPad.
No, listen,
and
no,
stuff.
It stuck on Safari, and this thing pops up. Looks like a normal Apple, like. Application like
oh,
thing popping up right and it says
yeah.
Apple like blah 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 like isn't letting you
detected
go
a
past
virus.
Yeah detected a virus no detected illegal activity that's what freaked me out
oh,
at least
yeah.
said
yeah.
Apple company something detected illegal activity it looked legit I said call this number and there was a call button nothing else the page literally was blank I couldn't click out of it I turned off my iPad nothing happened but what I kept doing was I would hold the button and like restart my iPad and then it starts to run the homepage. But then if I went to it to try to exit out of it, it wouldn't let me. But like I could get to the homepage, I just didn't know what to do from there.
Okay, yeah.
Clear history, sorry.
Anyway though, you were freaking out about it. And it was a little bit scary, but then I just fixed it. But I don't know, it's just funny because you actually lost
your mind. Yeah, you know, you were like, search it up.
You're like, I'm never doing that again. And you're like, it is crazy because I never even do that much. She types in P in her search bar and put locker, like the what do you call that? Like the address line, like it comes up automatically. You like are. Like a hot link. I'm like,
okay, well I watched Game of Thrones on it.
Yeah. True.
At least it wasn't what?
Like porn.
Oh,
not over the fact that Camille is chasing her wine with water.
I hate wine.
Wait, what the then don't drink the white wine.
Yeah,
don't
drink the red
Camille,
wine.
Do not drink
the red wine. It's so much stronger.
Yeah, but that is good wine.
Do not seriously that's
try mine.
Also, yeah, drinking wine at like every meal except for breakfast.
That is
makes
killing
you dumb
me.
Thick.
It's intense. I have just
I
a consistent hangover.
Yes, yeah, I'm like, shit, my head hurts.
Well,
no,
for
not
me,
like
it's not that. Not the way it's meant to be. I think it's just that your dad accidentally buys too much.
Yeah.
But then I think they just like split a bottle normally and have like a glass or two.
Well, yeah,
I think
you
they
have
barely
a glass
fill.
Or two.
Well, usually
you know
I
who ends up drinking
one
most of it?
You. Mm. You were literally so tipsy. You were like, ah! Like, you looked so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
After lunch one day.
At the farmhouse.
It was so funny. No. It was a different day. That was you were bad then, too.
Bro, lunch at the farmhouse, I was turnt as fuck.
Literally, I was tipsy, too. No, that was so fun
that
we all were in
the
car.
I day that I actually, like, was
no, Jack,
really
yesterday,
tipsy.
When you literally had to drink a whole bottle by yourself.
Oh, I was fine after that.
You were a little silly in the street.
Silly in the street.
No, that was so fun, though, because after we went to the farmhouse, we went in the car, and we had a long car, and we were all, like, giggling in the bag, messing around for a little. That was fun.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, Camille was for sure tipsy.
I was very tipsy after that.
Because she always, I know, because she always turns to me, she's like, I'm a little tipsy. I'm like, you drunk. Like, what are you talking about?
Can't open.
Just a tap.
Can't open
she's
eyes
like,
fully.
She's just like,
I'm tipsy.
And then I'll look, she's like, I'm like, what the fuck?
About our Italy trip, was I feel like, I know people who came here, like, just to, like, did touristy things and stuff, but I thought it was really, really cool that we were able to experience, like, go to that one guy's, with those guys' house and make the food.
The farm.
Because we were really able to see, like, what it was like to live in Italy. I feel like we literally went to see the house. I feel like none of my friends who did touristy things got to do anything like that.
And to be asked to the disco by Eduardo.
That's how you know when you get asked to hang out.
That's so
uncomfortable.
I had no idea he was asking us.
Same. I was like,
I'm not sure if that's actually what
he
meant because his English wasn't. I mean, he was really good, but it wasn't
it was
like
either like
spectacular.
He was,
so I think he might have been like, "Hey, just so you know, like, there's some fun like places to go."
No,
that's
the
what
way
he was because that's
no, the way
what
he got
I guarantee
so
you that's what
he
was saying because beforehand. He was telling us about how there are fun places to go if we have time, like disco and stuff like that, like.
Carol,
like
are you
Smash
saying?
Or something. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think he was asking to hang out with us.
No, I think he
was because
being
he was
like
well,
there are these fun places.
He got so uncomfortable. He would not have gotten that uncomfortable if he was just suggesting somewhere for us to hang out.
He did not get uncomfortable.
Unless
he just
liked Carmen.
Right, you're right.
Can we talk about the dog?
Oh my gosh.
Stop. Samantha. Every time she just like made me want to cry,
I know.
And I'm allergic to her. And
I actually think she was one of the cutest
dogs.
What kind of dog was she?
She was so sweet.
She was a cocker spaniel.
But
yeah,
for some reason,
yeah.
She was tiny. That's what they said.
She said she was very small.
She was so cute. It's actually dope that they just like hunt for food.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Seriously, like, the culture
boar.
Here, I love.
Quote unquote, catch boar with their hands.
Oh yeah.
Dope. I love the
drops
culture.
Jason
Mendoza. That's dope.
No, and like, I kind of experienced some of this stuff.
What? Like, everyone's talking and you're just dope. Jason Mendoza.
Sorry.
Dope.
Love attention. What can I say?
I think I just threw up a little bit.
Oh, what?
Do you want me to throw up?
Away. I actually, what was your guys' favorite meal?
All
the farmhouse.
Of them. Literally all of them.
I'm definitely tipsy. The farmhouse. I actually just realized when I looked at Jack.
Why? Does his face look
really
funny?
I want to look at my
no,
phone.
No, I like
my
jerk my head around.
Up and down the phone, they just get stuck.
Let's see. Well, what meals do we have? So we had the one in the small restaurant in Venice.
Yeah.
Then we had the one in the really fancy restaurant in Venice.
The first meal we had with our tour guide, that pizza was so good.
Oh, yeah,
the
pizza.
That
was our first
pizza,
food.
Yeah.
Then we had dinner at that small place where Camille was falling asleep and the bruschetta.
The bruschetta.
I don't remember.
So good.
I hate tomatoes.
I don't remember that for
some reason. And the tomatoes were like candy.
I don't remember any of that dinner. I'm not going to lie. It was like I was wasted.
And then the next morning we ate breakfast at the hotel. And then what did we do for lunch in Venice?
We went to the one place in like right off St. Mark's Square. We also went to the place where
you need to stop
Camille, I mean, sorry, Nick spilled the hot chocolate.
that was the second
day, right?
Yes, when we were decided we were just going to walk around and find
a place. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. We were just wandering around and we're like, where are we going? Oh, I don't know, but we're close.
We're close?
We don't know.
We got lost so much this trip.
We did.
For
Venice, especially.
And it was always when we were tired and
really
cold.
Hard to see, and they're so small, but it's so pretty, and there's just rivers everywhere. Freaking canals.
No, like, it's gorgeous, because, like, we're getting lost, but at the same time, we're, like, finding cool things, and, like, taking pictures of rivers and taking a bunch of photos, but then we go back to it, and we're like, yeah, we're actually lost.
How...
I'm gonna be straight up. Rome smells the best.
Rome smells the worst.
No,
I think Venice smells.
Florence was fishy.
Rome has trash everywhere. You're right. Florence smelled the worst, but Rome is the dirtiest.
Yeah. Florence is the island, right?
Venice. No, once in a while. Okay.
No, Florence smelled
Florence
bad.
Okay, smelled no, so
Venice
fishy.
Kind of smelled fishy, and once, like, the only time it was super strong was we were on the gondola. Yeah.
No, Florence was bad because it had this weird cigarette, like, dirt barf smell.
Florence was bad because once in a while there'd just be an alley that smelled like sewer.
It smelled like straight up doo-doo.
It actually smelled like poop there.
Not everywhere, that sounds so whiny, but like on like the busy streets, it would just be like steaming up. It was just like that.
It was just kind of gross.
Say hi to Kara.
Hello. Oh my gosh, you just
and my brother-in-law.
Who is it?
And my Camille.
And
loser.
My toe.
You have a loser.
Evan, you're in the podcast.
Give me a second. It's almost midnight. It's 11:30.
What is that face?
Yeah, bro, I gotta get up at like 6.
Evan, are you drunk?
It's 6 o'clock. It's 12.
I woke up to, so it was one room with 3 people in it,
mm-hmm.
and 2 people down below, and then I was up in a loft, and I woke up one morning to the sound of a can opening, and then I look down, and my roommates are shotgunning 4 Locos.
At what time?
8 in the morning.
Oh my god, I'm gonna...
What?
Oh.
And I was like, what are you doing?
I cannot believe they did that. For as smart as they are, that was literally like such a dumb thing.
And then so they handed me a beer and I drank it in bed.
Yeah, you're like fine. Like,
but not shotgun. They've tried to get me to do that, and they've only done it one other time, and they're just like, no.
That's gross.
4 Locos are probably the worst drink of ever.
Ew. That's disgusting. Yeah, okay, when we first got here, when we, like, had wine and stuff, I was like, bro, lit, and I was just, like, drinking it, and then by the second day, I was like, okay, I don't like how this makes me feel, like, because we just had it all the time, you know, so I was like, okay, it lost its interest really quickly, and then,
bitch, really?
And then I was trying to taste it more, but as soon as we went to the farmhouse and she actually taught us,
yeah,
how to like drink wine.
I know, I love that.
That was so good, and now I actually like wine.
Well, I was,
but I still don't like red wine.
The first day, day that we drank like a lot of wine,
I can't load anything.
Was like hungover the next day because we didn't have a ton.
Really?
No,
but, like,
it's heavy, and you have a lot of it over a longer period of time, so it doesn't matter if you're drunk or not. Right? It's just in your body.
Like, I had a headache the next day, and
me too. Yeah, did not feel that.
But I've definitely adjusted, I think, and also that like wine tasting mini class that she gave us.
That was awesome.
Made me enjoy it a lot more.
Yeah,
definitely.
And how you're supposed to smell it and everything.
The question I was going to ask is how many pictures do you think were taken collectively?
Oh my gosh.
My Instagram is only 45 minutes daily.
Can you get off your phone?
Yeah, sorry.
How many pictures do you think were taken collectively? Do you think any of you took more pictures than your dad did?
Yeah.
Your feet smell like shit.
On his camera or on his phone?
How do you smell it?
Just collectively. So, like, no, I guess both.
On his phone, he does not take a lot. Because when he does, it's like a really good picture. He'll take, like, 5 or 6 a day.
He'll delete, like, any replicates. Any photo that he thinks is bad. Like, he hates when other people take pictures on his phone. Because he literally delete them.
Or if, like, anyone blinks, the whole picture's gone. But on his camera... I think he's still, like, relatively selective considering he's taking photos, like, all day. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's got to be so much. I don't take that many. I take more videos. In general, I take more videos, even on just on my phone, than I do pictures. But the problem is when I take a series of pictures for someone else.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm taking pictures of someone or a selfie of them, I take a ton.
Because
so I have, like, a series of, like, 30.
Just kind of foolproof the process in case you're not taking pictures of me.
Right.
Ew.
No, well, I like taking so many pictures because usually only, like, a couple turn out, like, how I...
Yeah, I get that.
Actually, only a couple of eyes. Yeah.
Did Camille take? Drink a glass of wine and then pass out?
She drank it.
Oh, so she chased with water. That's important.
Camille, it's our last day in Perry.
I don't
care.
Okay, I'll leave it on that note.
Wait, so were the people in France, like, really rude?
Yeah. Not like
they mostly just laughed at us and moved on.
No, they just were easily offended. They were just annoyed.
The people around you, like people, like the servers.
The server.
Like the servers.
Like and local places and stuff. The servers were like, depending on where we went. But if we like got something from a stand on the street, they would be like drunk.
Camille, it's not good to bed. It's not good to go to bed when you're that drunk.
I'm getting my phone.
Yeah, what's better is if you stay up and you drink.
Yeah.
No, really? I can't remember if I told you this or not. When was that?
Please. I hate red wine. I'm gonna throw up.
No.
No.
Now you know how I feel. Try it.
Karen,
what do you mean?
I hate red wine.
Happy birthday.
Great. I can't remember when it was. When was it that I stayed up? I went to bed at like a 1, but I stayed up till 5. I think it was it like the last day of the semester? I think it was the last day of the semester. Like, we had an RA outing where we had a whole staff outing. So we all went out, we had a really fancy dinner, and we had a little bit of wine, and then we came back to my AR's room, who literally has a full bar in his room.
Yeah.
And he, like, makes his drinks all the time. That's how I learned to like gin and tonics, which is good, by the way.
It is. I'm ashamed to admit.
Yes, and. Anyway, and we had, like, but, like, everyone was gone, so it was just, like, just the whole staff, so, like, we just, like, had a good time.
Yeah.
And I got, like, super drunk. And, like, we went out to the bars, and, like, I got, like, really, really drunk.
Happy birthday.
And when I get really drunk, I still get the spins. I don't know if you've ever had spins
before.
Oh, it's
the worst.
Oh.
And I mean, do you know what the spins are?
You have the best day.
When it gets spinny.
Because you deserve it.
It's literally, like, if you...
I'm looking forward to hanging out.
Remember when you were a little kid, and you would just, like, spin in a circle really fast?
Yeah.
For a long time, and then you stop, and the whole world is spinning.
Yeah.
Afterwards. So, that's what happens if I get really drunk sometimes.
Oh, same. I have to be like super drunk.
And if you, when you lay down,
oh
it just everything.
That's usually when
I'm. And so, I got back to my room at like 1:30, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm really drunk. And like I go to like sit down, and everything starts spinning, and I got really scared.
Yeah.
So then I just went and sat on the couch and played Xbox for 4 hours.
Yeah, by himself.
By myself. His aide was eating food and drinking water because I was so scared of going to bed with the spins. 4 hours.
That's smart though, because actually, I don't know, like, or like when you're really drunk and like you just don't feel well, it's actually the worst to just lay down and sit with it, especially with the spins. It makes you feel so much worse. The second you're let me just.
I was determined to be pretty sober before I went to bed, and then I achieved it, and it was good.
5 a.m.
I'm gonna beat the spins.
You told me
let's go.
Like,
and you're like eating. No, that's the best, though, is when you get back and you just like drinking water and feet, and you're like, oh, I'm taking such good care of myself right now.
And you wake up in the morning,
if I wash my face, I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
I was so, oh my god, yeah, I love washing my face. I'm like, fucking drunk me is a goddess. Like, look at me take care of myself. Okay, but I also love it when you're like, when you get back, and drunk me knows I just need to chug water.
Recording a podcast right now.
Drunk me knows I need to like drink a ton of water, so I just like chug it.
I love you, and I'll see you back.
It's okay. She's doing something that don't bother
me. Say hi.
Oh, wait, you're upside down. How does this happen?
She's sideways.
How's life in America?
Oh, it's not as good as life in Italy, apparently.
It's so late here, and we start school Monday, so the time change is going to be a bitch.
Camille is so drunk.
That's going to be rough.
Look at Camille's head.
Because it's like midnight right now.
Camille, wake up.
Camille's out.
Go back to bed. Sleep. Sleepy sleep.
Ew.
Yeah, baby.
That's adorable. Disgusting.
So do your parents have a different room and you guys are all in one?
No, we have three different rooms and the guys are in one and the girls are in the other room.
Yeah, what are you doing?
But we're all in the same room right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, other than, because we would have to all fit on this bed.
Dude,
I didn't
mean
to drink
like
that much.
Why?
I had three white and a pink.
Those are some Gucci flip-flops.
What's happening?
Camille, let's play concentration. Alright, ready? What should our category be?
Oh no,
movies. I can't.
Concentration.
64.
No hesitations.
No repeats.
Or repeats.
It was
categories. I'll choose Marvel movies. I'll go for first.
You're tripping me up.
Avengers.
No, Marvel movies. Marvel you already movies. Said categories. He went first.
Marvel movies.
Spider-Man.
Guys, I'm
Avengers.
Sorry about that.
You already said Avengers. We just started.
Thor
Dark World.
Ragnarok.
Avengers. Age of Ultron.
Ant-Man.
Iron Man.
What? Oh, man.